Post 5. Terraces and work in the valleys. The deep, dry valleys that you can see from this point were formed just after the last ice age, circa 11,000 years ago. This part of the southeast of England wasn't under an ice sheet, but was covered in permafrost, meaning that the soil, rock, and sediments were permanently under freezing temperatures. At this point, too, the geology changes from acidic heathland containing sand and stones to chalk grassland with a much richer layer of flora. The topography of this area gave the Canadian soldiers the chance to use their machines on steeply sloping land. Look closely and you might see the permanent terraces cut into the valley where machinery created a series of steps between the bottom of the valley and the angled roadway which they also created on both sides of the valley. The remains of these roads are still used as footpaths and bridleways. Looking up to the top of the valley, you may notice the distinctive shape of the horizontal branches of Cedar of Lebanon trees. These trees mark the location of High Ashurst House, which the Canadian Corps of Engineers used as their headquarters. So much damage was done to the house during their tenancy that it was demolished in the 1950s. About a quarter of a mile to the left of High Ashurst is Bellasis House. This house is privately owned and has a secret history. During World War II, it was requisitioned by the Secret Operations Executive, or SOE, codenamed STS-2, Special Training School 2. It housed a school for covert agents of the SOE who were being prepared to enter Nazi-occupied Europe with the express intention of espionage, sabotage, and reconnaissance. Bellasis was a base for many nationalities, but the most famous were the Czech agents Josef Gabček and Jan Kubis, who took part in Operation Anthropoid, the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, commander of the German Reich Security Office, in May of 1942. Close to Bellasis and High Ashurst House was a small prisoner of war camp, holding officers who it was believed could be turned against the Reich and become double agents. The small group of officers were known as Bonzos and would later help to track down looted artworks on the continent. Continue to follow the white markers on the track to your left.